Well, this election season, we're also following Senate and House races, which brings us to this week's district profile. Today, we're looking at the race in the 3rd District of Louisiana. There is an open seat because Republican incumbent Charles Bustani Jr. is running for Senate. And joining us to talk about it is Sue Lincoln, politics anchor at WRKF in Baton Rouge. Sue, first of all, can you describe the district for us and its voting history?
Well, it's the Acadiana area of Louisiana, which has been in the past predominantly Democratic, has since recently, as Louisiana turned red, become primarily Republican. But there's a pocket over in the western area of the district, in the Lake Charles area, that still votes Democratic. And the folks in the Lafayette area, which is the bigger population center of the district, do tend to vote more Republican. But for years and years and years, the Acadiana area, the Cajun descendants, have been their own wild card in almost any race.
And for this race, this is going to be very different than what most of our listeners are used to, because it is a jungle primary, which is what happens in Louisiana. Candidates from the parties run together. If one of the candidates gets a majority, that person wins. Otherwise, there's a runoff later on. Tell us a little bit about the 12 candidates running. You don't have to go through each one, but give us a sense.
Okay, we've got 12 candidates, but I'm going to run down the 4 that are leading in the polls. At the head of the list is the one with the most money. That is Scott Angel. He is currently a public service commissioner. They regulate the utilities here in Louisiana. But he ran for governor last year, and he came in 3rd in that particular race. Behind him in the polls is a gentleman named Clay Higgins. Many of you may know of him from his appearances on YouTube as the Cajun John Wayne. He is a former sheriff's deputy, and he is definitely pro-law and order. In addition, behind him, we have Greg Ellison, who is the owner of Kitty Hawk Energy, an oil and gas company. He's a businessman. Mm-hmm. There's just no other way to describe them. Last but not least, in the top 4, we have Brett Guyman, who is a former state lawmaker, a state representative. He was the leader of a group known as the Fiscal Hawks, and he led the opposition to Common Core here in Louisiana. So that's what you've got.
And they're all Republicans, by the way.
Those are all Republicans. There are a few Democrats in the race. One of interest to some people is a gentleman named Jacob Dorian Fibian Hebert. He is a visual artist and musician. He is known as the Cajun Robert Plant, and he is running strictly to be the opposite candidate to the Cajun John Wayne, Clay Higgins.
I guess if you're running for office down there, you've got to have a Cajun nickname to go along with your name.
Well, you don't have to, but it helps a little
okay.
bit.
Well, let's listen to a montage that we've got of ads from the top 4 candidates that you mentioned, all Republicans. Here they are.
Now our police officers are under attack, targets of hate and violence. It's got to stop. We need more people backing the badge and fewer people attacking the badge.
Our own allies across the globe no longer trust us. Our borders are no longer sovereign. Our cities are on fire. Our police are murdered in the street.
America hasn't lost its way. Washington has. Career politicians meddle in our lives, hurt job creators, and fail to keep our communities safe.
So I want people to understand and know that I am a conservative, but I'm not always a party person.
How has Donald Trump factored into this race? Who's backing him? Who isn't?
Well, Scott Angel hasn't said much one way or another whether he's backing them. Clay Higgins is definitely behind Donald Trump. I can't say one way or another regarding Mr. Ellison, though he is a loyal Republican Party person. And I suspect Brett Guyman, who I've known for a number of years, I think he is probably not going to say, not to avoid either alienating the party or alienating other Republicans.
That's Sue Lincoln, a politics anchor at WRKF in Baton Rouge, talking with us about Louisiana's 3rd district for our district profile this week. Sue, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.